Yeah, very proud day, Greg. As I said, I was a bit nervous this morning, but I'm glad to have the formalities over with now. I've been warmly welcomed by all the different groupings in there, and I'm looking forward to getting the head down now and working hard in the weeks and months ahead.
Do you have a plan of action? What do you want to achieve? Because obviously you'll be working towards the next election, having taken the seat with the retirement of former councillor Mick Quinn.
Oh well, yeah, that's again, it's within the election, within a few years too. But like, there's things that I want to, for myself, that I want to achieve in here too. I've local rural things are like, transport, the broadband and stuff. Like, I know it has been rolled out, but just trying to get a speed up in areas, again, for local business and stuff. And obviously there's that, something that's very personal to myself as mental health and mental health awareness. And I'm hoping to do something over the next coming months now, to raise a bit of awareness on that issue as well. And hopefully it's something that, all our members of the council will get behind me on too.
And as you mentioned during the meetings, during the meeting, you do have big shoes to fill.
Oh, massive shoes. Mick's a good friend, and he's a man I have a lot of respect for. And again, just everybody's contacted me has said the same thing. He's a great man. He's very well respected. And again, it's big shoes to fill. But he's promised me he's going to be there for me. And I'm sure over the, especially the early days and months and weeks, that phone will be red hot.